Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Priory, Dominican Priory of St. Pius V, here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Friday of the third week of Lent, March 13th, 2026. Our passage for reflection today comes from the Gospel of Mark, where he writes, "And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, 'You are not far from the kingdom of God.' And no one dared to ask him any more questions." There is something quietly beautiful about this moment in the Gospel. No miracle, no confrontation, no crowd pressing in, just a conversation, measured, attentive, sincere. A scribe asks a real question, not to trap Jesus, but to understand. And Jesus, seeing the man's heart, offers one of the most tender affirmations in all of Scripture. "You are not far from the kingdom of God." Not far. Not yet fully there, but pretty close. Close enough to taste it. Close enough to sense its gravity. Lent often places us right here. The scribe asks about the greatest commandment, and Jesus responds by uniting what we are often tempted to separate: love of God and love of neighbor. "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and your neighbor as yourself." This is not a hierarchy, but a single movement of charity. One breath in, one breath out. Love rises towards God and spills outward towards others. If either direction is missing, the breath falters. The scribe understands this. He recognizes that such love matters more than burnt offerings and sacrifices. He grasps that God desires the heart before the ritual, mercy before display, charity before correctness. And Jesus sees that this man is no longer arguing theology. He is approaching conversion. But notice that Jesus does not say, "You are in the kingdom." He says, "You are not far." Why? Because understanding, while precious, is not the same as surrender. Insight opens the door. Charity walks through it. This is one of Lent's quiet warnings. We can reflect deeply, read faithfully, pray beautifully, and still hover at the threshold. We can admire charity without practicing it. We can agree with the gospel without letting it rearrange our lives. The law of charity is not an abstract principle. It is a daily crucifixion of the ego. It asks us to love God not merely with devotion, but with obedience, not merely with feeling, but with trust. And it asks us to love our neighbor not selectively, not sentimentally, but concretely, especially when love costs us time, pride, comfort, or control. To love with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength, leaves no space, safe corner untouched. Charity claims everything. It refuses to remain theoretical. This is why, after this exchange, no one dared to ask him any more questions. Not because Jesus silenced them, but because true charity silences excuses. Once the heart understands, The only question left is, will I live this? Lent presses that question gently but firmly upon us. Perhaps today we are like the scribe, sincere, reflective, close. Jesus looks at us, not with disappointment but with hope, and says, "You are not far." And the invitation is clear. Do not stop at nearness. Step forward. Let understanding become action. Let charity become habit. Let love move from the mind into the hands. The kingdom of God is not entered by brilliance, but by love practiced in the ordinary, faithful, hidden places of life. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you who read the hearts of all who come before you, look upon us with the same merciful gaze that you gave the scribe. Grant us not only understanding of your commandments, but the courage to live them fully. Purify our love for you, that it may be wholehearted and undivided. Soften our love for our neighbor, that it may be patient, generous, and sincere. During this Lenten season, draw us beyond reflection into conversion, beyond intention into charity, beyond nearness into communion with you. May we no longer stand at the threshold of the kingdom, but walk humbly within it, loving as you have loved us. We ask this in your holy name, who live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, as one God, for ever and ever. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return here each and every day to my hermitage, where we break open the Word of God and apply it to our Lenten journey. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.